trials here, sometimes so many, and oftentimes my feet grows weary, till it seems I'm almost humble than full. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady. And by fate I know I'll make it after all. After all this life is over, and my burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain so tall, looking over in that city where the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry just every time I call. Keep trusting, keep on believing. Are the words I hear Him whisper just a few more days to live after all?
Amen.
After all this life is over and my burdens have been lifted, and I stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over to that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all this life is over and my burdens have been lifted, and I stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over to that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Amen.
Oh, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Sing the song, The Love of God. Amen.
Amen.
The love of God is greater far than conquering can ever do. Beyond of God, oh God, oh God, oh God, I'll return to, I'll return to, I'll measure you, I'll measure the good that is strong.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's the love of God for us. Amen. Let's sing the song, You Are Alpha and Omega. Amen.
Alpha and Omega, oh, we worship you, oh Lord, you are worthy to be. Oh, you are Alpha, you are
Alpha,
oh, you are Alpha and Omega, oh, we worship you. Oh Lord, you are worthy to be. Oh, we give you
praise.
Oh, the glory. Oh, we worship you. Oh Lord, you are worthy to be. Oh, you are worthy. by thy grace, O my soul, I will run to
song have already ministered something to you. He is the stream of all our comfort. He's more than life to us. Some are asking that you want him to heal your broken spirit. Someone is needing another touch from the Lord, whatever you need today. This has come before the Lord. Father, we bring these things up unto thee once again. Lord, we just want to worship thee, Lord. Lord, as you had passed by, in your servant, as you had passed by in your word, Jesus, do not pass us by, but Father, grant unto us mercy and grant unto us grace upon this day. That, Father, it may be a day of visitation once again. Father, your appointed time when you meet with your people. Father, you come down, Lord, we pray. Even, Lord, as we thank you for song worship, Lord, we thank you for opportunity, Lord, to express ourselves before thee, Lord, in song worship. Now, Father, we just want to come and bring ourselves upon the altar. We just want to submit ourselves unto your anointed word upon this day. We just want, Lord, that you'd have the preeminence, Lord. Father, we just want to get ourselves out the way. We just want you to be able to work through. I do pray for Brother Joseph as he'd come to stand before us, Lord. I pray your special blessing, your special unction, your grace to be upon him, Father, that you'd lead him and guide him, Lord, in the way, that you'd have him to go, that, Father, you'd pass our way, that you'd pass those with questions, Lord, answer those questions, that you'd pass those that have a physical need, a spiritual need, Father, material need, whatever it is, Lord, we're looking unto you. We just want to reach out by simple faith at this time, Lord, and to thee. Father, just to call upon the name and to ask of thee, Lord, to overshadow us upon this day. Father, just to shut us in this place, Lord, and let everything else be shut out, Lord. And Father, Lord, let your Shekinah, Lord, be expressed and may you manifest yourself. And Father, minister to every hand that's been raised, Lord, to every need that has been expressed in every single heart. And Father, Lord, you love to answer prayer. Father, we just bring it before thee upon this day. Even these petitions that have been brought recently, Lord, on behalf of other people that are sick, Lord. Father, we just pray for Alan, even Brother Wilmore's boss. We pray for that man once again, Lord. Father, we just ask of thee, Lord, that you would really, really draw nigh unto him at this time and touch him, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even upon this. Even Sister Julie, Lord, the request she put for that lady, Lord, Father, with pneumonia. Lord, we just bring it up unto thee. Father, it's nothing to you. Father, we just ask of thee, Lord, that, Father, let thy healing touch, Lord, be upon that lady. Even our Lord, we pray, even Father, with Benjamin with his tonsils, Lord. Father, we bring it up unto thee. Father, may you touch him. May you take away his fever. Lord Jesus, Lord, may you just look down, Father, with the eyes of compassion and eyes of anger against any working, Lord, any spirit of infirmity, Lord. And Lord Jesus, just, Lord, look down at that Red Sea. We'd ask him pray in the lives of people upon this day. And just open it up, Lord, would be our petition and our desire. Father, as we come to the end, we just want to give you the glory and the honor as we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated for 1 second, saints. Thank you very much to the musicians. We do greet you once again, saints, this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Very glad to be in his house. Glad to gather in his name. You know, what a difference that it makes. You know, it's so wonderful to come in his house. We have quite a number of visitors today. A number of them, we saw them at Brother Jose's surprise party yesterday. To those who went there, it was a real surprise for Brother Jose. He never expected when he walked into that room that there'd be so many people that would be there to come to wish him a happy 40th birthday. So it was a real good time. And we do appreciate the people who are there as well. You know, we want to greet Jack. We know him well from before, Brother Jose's brother, and also Brother Richard. We know him well from England. God bless you, brothers. We also have Sister Megan from Canada. God bless you, sister. Welcome to the house of the Lord. And have AJ, who's a friend of Brother Greg. We've spoken to him before. It's nice to meet him. God bless you. And then Sister Jubilee has brought two of her friends who are Koreans. I hope I can pronounce the names correctly. I think you better clap before I pronounce the names. Because you may not clap afterwards. But it's Soo Yoon, is that right? Soo Yoon, God bless you. And Jia? Jia, God bless you. We're supposed to have had Brother George Martin this weekend. There's been a real double booking on his booking, so he's not going to be able to be with us this time. You know, we're speaking on Friday with him. But I really do thank the Lord that he gave us the privilege. Brother Lobanza's with us today. So we're really, really glad, and we just ask him really to take his liberty and the word upon this day. I'm sure you're under an expectation like me. I really want to hear from the Lord today. You know, my soul is looking to him for certain things. I'm sure your soul is in that same sort of a position. And the Bible says, he that comes hungry or thirsty will never go back like that.
Amen.
You know, if we just lift up our souls up to him upon this day, I do believe the Lord would really minister unto us. So we thank the Lord for a good time yesterday. To those who didn't come on Friday, it was a wonderful time with Brother Christian. To the saints who are here, I'm sure you would really have appreciated that word. It was a blessed word that he brought that really fed our souls. So I do appreciate Brother Christian went back this morning to go minister to the saints down in Cork. So may the Lord bless him and his ministry.
Amen.
But we did appreciate it on Friday. It was a real, real fine time. So without further ado, let's hand over Brother Joseph. Please take your liberty and God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
It. You can't exhaust the subject about the soul, so deep, so infinite. So, but there's been a blessing to me, and since I got this inspiration, my life has gone through a great change.
Amen.
And I've been experiencing many things. I went through great, great troubles. Maybe some of you know, I lost my dear wife. And my father, my daughter, my brother, almost every December of every year from 2006, 2007, 2008, and so, but the subject has helped me a lot through all those troubles. And I've seen also the hand of the Lord in a miraculous way. And the last one, maybe when I have time, I'll come back and share this with you in deep. It, God has healed me of cancer.
Amen.
So next time I'll bring the medical report of how before and after.
Amen.
I just prepare them.
Amen.
Completely healed. That's a miracle from God.
Amen.
I want to thank him. That's why I like to share this subject with you.
Amen.
I'm hoping that it can also help you.
Amen.
So let's stand on our feet. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We thank thee this morning for this privilege you gave us again to be in your presence. Thank you for your love.
Amen.
Thank you for your blood.
Amen.
And thank you for Calvary.
Amen.
Thank you for this message.
Amen.
And the prophet you sent
Hallelujah.
To us. Without this, we could not be able to be
Amen.
Here and to have eternal life. Thank you this morning for bringing us together in your presence. And thank you for Pastor Andrew for
Amen.
Inviting me and showing his love towards me by giving me his pulpit freely. We want to commit ourselves into our own hands, believing that you can speak to every one of us.
Amen.
Take control of the message of
Amen.
Sermon. Put me aside, Lord.
Amen.
Paralyze all my senses.
Amen.
And speak to your people.
Amen.
I believe that you're going to bless us as we
Amen.
Read your word. In Jesus Christ's name,
Amen.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16, 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Mm-hmm.
While we look not at the things which are seen,
mm-hmm.
but at the things which are not seen.
Amen.
For the things which are seen are temporal,
Hallelujah.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
May
Amen.
God bless his word, you may
Amen.
Be seated.
Amen.
Speaking on sources we want to deal with, looking at the unseen this morning. You know, the prophet brought that message twice or more time. So we want to look at it this morning. And as we read here in 2 Corinthians, Paul saying that there is a reason that makes us not to faint. And if we go through all the chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, you'll see that Paul introduced again with the same thing. He said, we faint not.
Amen.
Seeing we have this ministry, we faint not.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Which ministry? You can go in the previous chapter and you'll notice that it's speaking about the ministration of the Spirit
Amen.
Compared to the ministration of flesh
Amen.
In the Old Testament.
Amen.
So when he came here, he said, seeing that we have this ministry, the ministry of Spirit.
Amen.
We faint not.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he's showing that we've met many tribulations. But by grace,
Amen.
Through the grace of the gospel, we stood
Hallelujah.
Strong.
Amen.
We have not renounced the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And even said we didn't even walk in craftiness. So sometimes when tribulations and persecution become strong, you attempt to act mischievously. Because it's so strong, it's so hard. You attempt. Every one of us go through those things.
Amen.
No one is spared. As long as you are in the flesh,
Amen.
You have to face tribulations,
Amen.
Temptations.
Amen.
But we don't faint. We didn't even try to handle the word of God deceitfully.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul is saying. So here the idea is showing that through the tribulations, through the problems we have, persecutions, we stood fast.
Amen.
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 And in all that, we try to commend ourselves to every man's conscience in sight of God. We want it to be to show that we can be faithful to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And even go to say that if our gospel was hid or hidden, it was only hidden to those people who the God of this age has blinded their eyes. Amen?
Amen.
And the thing that is interesting here is when he starts showing that God, before that he said, we preach not ourselves.
Amen.
We preach not ourselves.
Amen.
That's a big trouble we are having, we as pastors.
Amen.
In this last phase, we like preaching ourselves.
Amen.
We want to place ourselves in the heart of the people instead of putting Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We want people to worship us instead of worshiping Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I even came to hear some believers saying that if their pastor says something and the message says something else, they rather take what the pastor said. Sorry, I'm not preaching not to respect the pastor. I believe in respect.
Amen.
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 But I believe that we have an absolute.
Hallelujah.
That's the prophet.
Amen.
And the message.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And this message, you can check the prophet from the beginning to the end, was placing Christ in the heart.
Amen.
Of the people.
Amen.
And he said, when he was that side, when they told him that you will be judged.
Amen.
And if you pass the test, then you will introduce us to Christ and we'll go back to earth and live eternally. Then he asked, Paul will be also judged?
Amen.
They say yes. Say, then if those of Paul get him, mine also get him, because I preach it like Paul.
Amen.
And this is what Paul is saying.
Amen.
For we preach not ourselves.
Amen.
So if the prophet preached like Paul, he never preached himself.
Amen.
He preached Christ.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But Christ Jesus the Lord, we proclaim Christ because he is the one who's worthy.
Amen.
When they ask in heaven, who's worthy? No one was worthy.
Amen.
On earth, in heaven, nowhere. No one was worthy, only the Lamb.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
And then he said, God has commanded that the light should shine in our heart.
Amen.
Light is revelation.
Amen.
When you got the revelation, it's like light.
Amen.
The light of the knowledge of Christ. So God has allowed to shine in our heart. Heart.
Amen.
But we have this treasure in heaven vessels.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to follow me closely because I want to bring something out.
Amen.
We have this treasure in earthly vessels. Why God has allowed us to or has let the treasure be in every vessel, it was because that the excellency of the power may be of God.
Amen.
And not of us.
Amen.
That's why we can't preach ourselves.
Amen.
If there is something good in me, it's not because of me.
Amen.
It's Christ.
Amen.
So if you see something good in Brother Joseph, don't try to take it on Brother Joseph's merit.
Amen.
You'll be disappointed.
Amen.
If there is anything good, it must come only from Christ.
Amen.
Are you with me? So we got this treasure in the heavenly vessel. But sometimes we made a mistake. When you see something good in a brother, you want to give the glory to the person instead of giving the glory to Christ.
Amen.
Then he said, we are troubled on every side.
Amen.
Troubled every side. Christian must know that he is not here on earth for a comfort.
Amen. Amen.
Your comfort is not here.
Amen.
God has never created you here to be in a comfort zone.
Amen.
Our comfort is beyond the river.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Here, we are here just to be tempted.
Amen.
The prophet said, God allow us to come on earth to be tempted.
Amen.
So why did you bypass your theophany?
Amen.
Because God wanted you to be tempted.
Amen.
So you must be prepared.
Amen.
That trouble must be in your way.
Amen.
Trouble on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair.
Amen.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Amen.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Trouble on every side.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Always bearing about in the body, the death. But let me go to something here. Yeah. Then he said, for which cause we faint not. For which cause we faint not. We are not discouraged. We don't give up.
Amen.
We never give up.
Amen.
Why? Because though our outward man is destroyed, is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed. Is renewed.
Amen.
So, if you want to be strong in your life, this is the secret.
Amen.
Never, never rely on the outward man.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because the outward man is perishing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Today you got black hair, tomorrow it will be white.
Amen.
Or gray. Today you got a beautiful face, tomorrow it will be with wrinkles. So when, if you start looking at the outward man, outward, you will be discouraged.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Because the inward man is renewing. If you rely on the inward man, you'll never be discouraged.
Amen.
For our light affliction, that's what he's trying to show, that our light affliction worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal
Amen.
Weight of glory.
Amen.
That's what I was trying to show you. That the comfort is not here.
Amen.
Here you are, here to be tested, to be molded. God wants put you here just to mold his
Amen.
Character in you.
Amen.
And whatever it will take him to mold that character,
Amen.
He will use it.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
While we look not at the things which are seen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Amen.
Did you notice that there seemed to be a contradiction here? Because I don't know, you know, my English is very poor. Sorry for that, but I want to, the way I understand it in French, this scripture, when you say, we don't look at what we see. In French, it's a contradiction. Because you look to what you see. Are you with me?
Amen.
You see this book? Do you see this book?
Amen.
But Paul is trying to tell us that we don't look to what we see. How can you look to something you don't see? Are you with me?
Amen.
How can you look to something you don't see? Because you see with your eyes. And in French, when you say regarder, it means you put your eyes on something before you see it. But Paul said, we don't. For us to be overcome, we have not to look to what we see.
Amen.
So this sentence of Paul troubled me a lot in my own understanding, poor understanding. So we look to what we don't see, but we look to what we don't look to what we see, but we look to what we don't see.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So I was trying to understand this, and then I came to a place where the prophet was bringing the subject, look to at the unseen. Then he said, I'm going to speak on look. Look means pay attention.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I saw that, I said, praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
That makes sense.
Amen.
Now, when Paul said, we don't look to what we see.
Amen.
So it was meaning we pay attention.
Amen.
We don't pay attention.
Amen.
You don't pay attention.
Amen.
To what you see.
Amen.
When you are a Christian.
Amen.
Never pay attention. Look means pay attention.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Can we repeat together? Look means pay attention.
Amen.
Let's say pay attention.
Pay attention. Amen.
Repeat it again. Pay attention.
Pay attention.
So you see, mean a look means pay.
Amen.
Attention. How many times we pay attention to things which are not worthy of paying attention to?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You pay attention to what people say. You pay attention too much on public opinion of people. You pay more attention on news. You pay attention to things which are outside things. And because of that, you are in trouble. Every time you pay attention to something outside, it puts you in trouble.
Amen.
If you pay attention to what the doctor says, you'll never be healed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Attention is very important.
Hallelujah.
It's an element that is very important.
Amen.
And you should never neglect.
Amen.
Amen.
That element of attention.
Amen.
Actually, almost everything. everything in you comes from attention. You can't even follow what I'm saying if you don't pay attention.
Amen. Amen.
You can be here, but you are absent. Because your attention is not here.
Amen.
For this sermon to be effective, to be helpful to you,
amen,
I must have your attention.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The prophet said, look, it's the same thing as when Peter, when they were going through the gate at the temple, they told this crippled man, look on us.
Amen.
Amen. They meant pay attention.
Amen.
You want to get something from us, you must pay attention.
Amen.
So whatever you can get, it depends on how much attention you pay.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I heard yesterday Brother Jose saying to the pastor that was he passed his exam past day for him. To succeed in the test, he must learn and memorize, understand, catch the subject. And for him to do it, he needs what?
Amen.
To study a subject, you must pay attention. So any success you can expect in your life will depend on how much attention you put on that.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You can't expect to succeed in a subject when you don't pay attention to that.
Amen.
Attention is something very great in your life. But by ignoring the importance of attention, Satan will use it from his benefit.
Amen.
To destroy you.
Amen.
Attention is used all over the world, in all the realm of economy and life. They can't even get the money out of your pocket if they don't catch your attention.
Amen.
To buy something, they must first catch your attention. Are you with me?
Amen.
You can find many things in front of you want to buy, but you'll buy only the thing that will catch your attention.
Amen.
So attention is very important.
Amen.
The prophet said, when Elijah was going away,
Amen.
He told Elisha, ask whatever you want, it will be given to you. Then Elijah said, I want the double portion
Amen.
Of the spirit that's upon you to come upon me. Then Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing.
Amen.
But if you see me
going,
and the prophet interpreted, said, he meant if you pay attention.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he said, the problem with us, we pay attention on the word and on the word. We should have our attention focused on the word of God.
Amen.
If we expect to receive anything from
Amen.
God, can you say amen?
Amen.
So even the double portion that was supposed to come upon Elisha, it was depending on how much attention
Amen.
Elisha was going to put on the way Elisha was going.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you put your attention on something, what is attention? Attention means the concentration
Amen.
Of the abilities of your spirit
Amen.
On a subject.
Amen.
The ability of your spirit is memory, imagination, reason, affection. Are you with me?
Amen.
So when you concentrate, you focus. Are you with me?
Amen.
those abilities on something, that's how your spirit is going to grasp. And whatever you concentrate on, or you put your focus on, your attention on, you become, or your spirit become that thing.
Amen.
So when we put attention on the word, we are transformed from glory to glory into the same image. Can you say
amen?
And whatever you put your attention on, expand on you, grow in you.
Amen.
It becomes very powerful
amen.
In you. That's why the prophet said, the only mistake Eve did, she paid attention 1 minute
amen.
on what the snake or the serpent was telling her. So never pay
amen.
Attention.
Amen.
In the same subject, say, I've been told that a snake can catch a bird on the tree.
Amen.
The snake doesn't have wings, no legs,
amen.
But it can catch a bird that can fly. So what it has to do is to catch the attention.
Amen.
If it succeeds to catch the attention of the bird,
amen.
Then the bird got paralyzed.
Amen.
And the snake will come until it got it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So never put your attention on the things of the world.
Amen.
The devil paralyzed
amen.
Your spiritual senses.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Never put your attention to those things.
Amen.
Turn your eyes
hallelujah.
Away.
Amen.
Turn away.
Amen.
And look on Jesus.
Amen.
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 Pay attention to what we don't see.
Amen.
Don't pay attention to what you see.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, let's continue a bit. Said this. He said, those old Egyptian taskmasters had brought the people to do things that they were burdened to do. After they looked back in this Red Sea, they found them everyone drawn here. No wonder that Moses could sing a new song, sang in the spirit, and Miriam picked up a tambourine and began to beat the tambourine and run down the bank dancing. If that ain't an old-fashioned Holy Ghost meeting. I never seen one. That's right. And the daughters of Israel follow her, doing the same thing they had overcome. And a man never knows what it is to live a victorious life until he has completely overcome.
Amen.
You'll never know a victorious life until you have completely overcome. Who himself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the biggest enemy you got
amen.
Is yourself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You'll never, never, never know a victorious life
amen.
Until you have completely amen. Overcome yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Your enemy is not your wife.
Amen.
Your enemy is not your husband.
Amen.
Your enemy is not what the so-called enemy is.
Amen.
Whatever amen. If I was expecting the prophet said the greatest enemy can be Satan. Even the devil is not your biggest enemy.
Amen.
It's very easy to overcome the devil.
Amen.
And Jesus did it for you.
Amen.
But
amen.
To overcome yourself.
Amen.
yourself. To overcome yourself. You know what? When you come to the subject of overcoming self, even myself, it's a problem to myself. I've noticed in the subject of soul science, many parts are very interesting. When I pick them, I can have a meeting of 6,000, 10,000 people up, clapping and shouting victory, glory, and but when I come to this, death to self,
amen.
Even in my own church,
amen.
You feel the opposition,
amen.
The resistance.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I remember one time a pastor said, no, pastor, it's nice to preach this, but you must be balanced because you seem to kill the self-esteem. I said, no, I don't seem to kill. I'm here to kill it.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
And God help me to
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
I'll do it till my last breath.
Amen.
I know you got many books on self-esteem,
Amen.
But I'm against it.
Amen.
We are not preaching self-esteem.
Amen.
We are here to destroy it
Amen.
And to implement
Amen.
God's esteem.
Amen. Amen.
God esteem, not self-esteem.
Amen.
Self-esteem is limited.
Amen.
Yes.
You are limited
Amen.
In yourself. But when you got God's esteem,
Amen.
God is unlimited.
Amen.
God is infinite.
Amen.
That is an amen.
Amen.
You must speak like Jesus.
Amen.
Me and my Father are one.
Amen.
No self here.
Amen.
I do not do anything in myself.
Yes.
But what I see my Father doing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We have to destroy self-esteem.
Amen.
Self is the biggest enemy we ever had. Maybe God has had to help us to let you see the danger of using yourself. Of relying on yourself.
Amen.
Unless you feel that there is a benefit in self, it will be very difficult for you
Amen.
To accept its killing.
Amen.
Remember, Christianity is a self-denial.
Amen.
Christianity starts with the cross.
Amen.
For which we have to bear the cross.
Amen.
For which reason?
Amen.
Are we called to bear the cross? Why are you called a soldier of the cross? What the meaning of the cross in your life?
Amen.
To kill who?
Yes.
To crucify who?
Amen.
Self.
Amen.
God bless you.
As long as self is in it, God is not in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Just like it takes death to see yourself. Listen. It takes death to yourself. To develop the picture of the image of Christ.
Amen.
So you see, the self is the opposite.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Self is the opposite
Amen.
Of the image of Christ.
Amen.
Because if it takes death to develop the image, so self must be the opposite
Amen.
Of the image of Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You have to die to yourself.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
So let's come back to look at the unseen. Paul said, while the outward man perish, let's see what the prophet called the outward man. I used to think it was this body.
Amen.
But listen, the definition of the prophet. He said, I wish to read just a verse tonight out of 2 Corinthians, the chapter 4, 8th verse. Why we look not at the things which are seen? My subject is looking at the unseen. We are told that we have an outward man. and an inward man. And the outward man looks by his eyes. So the outward man can be the eyes. Because he looks by his eyes. So the eyes belong to the outward man. Can you say amen? So this boat is not the outward man. And the inward man works by faith. So we have to be led by one of those, these two persons. Outside, outward man is self. Outward man is self. Inward man is God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The inward man is God.
Amen.
The outward man is self. So when Paul said, we don't look or while the outward man is perishing, he was speaking about self.
Amen.
But the inward man in you is God.
Amen.
It's not you, it's God
amen.
In you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And he said, now may the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
It's a strange thing that man was made in the image and the likeness of God, was called of him to walk by faith,
amen,
believing that God is, would choose to walk by sight instead of by faith.
Amen.
After his maker, his being, and all that dwells in him was fashioned in the likeness of God. And God is that great Jehovah who called those things which are not as though they were. And the man made to live with God in this manner, yet as he chosen to walk by his side. He want to be his own boss. He want no one to tell him what to do. That's just the nature of man. It proved to be thus in the Garden of Eden when he had lost his fellowship with God by choosing to go his own way and not have anyone to rule over him.
Amen.
But a man is like a sheep.
Amen.
A sheep cannot find its way back, I'm told. When it's lost, it's totally lost.
Amen.
That's the way with man. When he's lost, he's absolutely helpless.
Amen.
He must have shepherd to guide him.
Amen.
And man, when he chooses, as the day go on, we find men continually getting worse.
Amen.
Choosing rather to walk by sight than instead of by faith, by the unseen.
Amen.
And when he does that, he robs the inner man, which is the soul.
Amen.
And that the eternal part
amen.
Of man.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Brother, this is very interesting.
Amen.
The inward man is the soul.
Amen.
The inward man is also God.
Amen.
So the prophet is trying to show us here that your soul originally,
amen,
when God created it, it was in the image of God.
Amen.
And it is God.
Amen.
That's what he tried to show us. I read it for you, I think. We have read it, but I'll come back on it. In who is God? He said, when God said, let's make man in our own image, then he said, you see, the first man, you can't see him.
Amen.
The second man was a halo.
Amen.
And now he takes a third man and makes him a little white cloud coming over. We can see him, all his spirit coming down, and he is all man. That the soul of man,
amen,
eternal dead.
Amen.
So the prophet is showing that when God said, let's make man in our own image, what happened? It was the invisible God,
amen,
who was the first man.
Amen.
You can't see him.
Amen.
Then he made a halo,
amen,
the Logos.
Amen.
He came in.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And then he created a white little white cloud, which is your soul.
Amen.
And then the spirit and the logos came into this little white cloud.
Amen.
So the soul of man is a trinity.
Amen.
So the soul of man is deity.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
The soul of man is deity.
Amen.
That's why you can't find a soul.
Amen.
in an animal.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Then the prophet said, you see, then the man sinned and he made that soul darkness coming to it. And God came down and lived in the man, redeemed him, and the Holy Ghost came into a man and drive that blackness out and sin away from him. It Amen. Brings him back into the fellowship, perfect fellowship with God Amen. By the blood of Christ,
Amen.
Who cleans us from sin. We become sons and daughters of
Amen.
God. Who is God? You see? The one who stood there and rolls dust off his hand, rolls world out of his hand, and made the things which are not appeared, deity. Deity himself lives in man.
Amen.
The creator
Amen.
That made heavens and earth
Amen.
Lives in man.
Amen.
Why no wonder creepers, when you realize that, can straighten out.
Amen.
The creators here, no wonder blind. They can't see.
Amen.
Opens up. The creators here,
Amen.
The creator realizes. Oh, we are sons and daughters
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So, God put the soul of man, of the soul in a man, this white cloud, deity, came down,
Amen.
Not in the animal, in the man.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, the inward man is the soul, which is deity. And the outward man is yourself.
Amen.
Itself. So Paul, when he was asking us to look to the unseen, he was asking us to pay attention to that part
Amen.
Of us which we don't see.
Amen.
But which exists and which is the most important
Amen.
Part.
Amen.
Of us.
Amen.
Because that part is eternal.
Amen.
And that part contains God.
Amen.
Contains deity.
Amen.
That part is infinite. It got actually all the solution.
Amen.
So whenever you are having problems and looking for solutions outside, you are going far from nothing.
Amen.
Just come back into yourself.
Amen.
Consult that eternal part of you.
Amen.
It knows everything.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Before you came here, it was there.
Amen.
It knows your beginning
Amen.
To the end.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So it knows everything. Every solution.
Amen.
It's got every solution.
Amen.
The only thing is to reconnect.
Amen.
You need a connection. We pay more attention to our body. If I ask who didn't eat this morning, unless you are on diet, almost everyone ate. Why did you eat? You take care of this body. You wash this morning. You take care of this body. And also you got a medical aid. Do you have a medical aid?
Mm.
Why do you have a medical aid? Because you want to keep this body in good health. So we spend more time on the outside. But we are ignoring that we got another part. Which needs also to eat.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
As we feed the body,
yes.
Our soul needs to be fed.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Before you go out of your house, you check in the mirror how you look. Because you want, when you go out, to be look perfect. Isn't it? But you got also a soul.
Amen.
The problem is we don't see the soul.
Amen.
So because we don't see the soul, because of our first birth, we are trained, we are programmed only to look
to what we see.
Amen.
For us, the only thing that exists that's important is what we see.
Amen.
That's a lie from the devil.
Amen.
The thing we see are temporal.
Amen.
But the thing we don't see are eternal. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We should most spend our time on things eternal.
Amen.
Which is the soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
The message is showing us
amen.
That the day we have to pass away, our soul will come back to us.
Amen.
If we have neglected it, it will catch up with every one of us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And anyone who has neglected it, when it catch up with you, then you see someone say, oh, I'm lost. Because he didn't take care of his soul
amen.
While he was here.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, the language of the soul is it's strange among even the believers.
Amen.
We repeat it, just repeating. If I ask our children, our sisters, even ourselves, what do you know about the soul? What is the soul? You can show me your eyes. You can show me your hands. Can you show me your soul?
Amen.
Okay, no, we can't see it. Okay, we can't see it. But do you contact it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Or do you know how to contact a soul?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how many times you talk to your soul. Let's be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
What conversation have you had this morning with your soul?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you talk to your soul this morning?
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Did
Amen.
You talk to your soul?
Amen.
God bless you.
Did you check the state of your soul this morning?
Amen.
Before you come to church? You see? So we live with our soul. And we take ourselves as a stranger. We need. That's why Jesus said, you must be born.
Amen.
It means you must be initiated.
Amen.
In a new way.
Amen.
Of seeing things.
Amen.
You must be initiated in this life where you know how to deal
Amen.
With your soul.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say to me that I know when my soul is active? It looks like some. Let me read some. You think from the prophet you see what is I want to bring to you this morning. It is very important for us to be acquainted with our soul.
Amen?
Amen. It's very, very, very important. Then I felt
I felt something rolling into my soul. Are you with me?
Amen.
I felt something rolling into my soul. If the prophet could feel something in his soul, we are supposed also to feel it.
Amen.
There must be a time where we recognize that this is the soul speaking to me.
Amen.
That's right.
Are you with me?
Amen. Amen.
Christian, they pass all of the time on things outward. That the most important thing for Christians, then the soul. He said, when men choose to walk by sight then instead by faith, listen, he robs the inner man, which is the soul. So by walking by sight, when you walk by according to what you see, what you hear, you are robbing the soul. Because the soul doesn't lead you according to what you see.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
The soul leads you according to what you believe.
Amen.
Because the soul will direct you every time to the word of God.
Amen.
That saves the Lord.
Amen.
That saves the Lord.
Amen.
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 But not to what you see amen. With your eyes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we see here that it's the inner part of us which must be used every time.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I'll share this with you. One day, I was praying. It was 4 in the morning. So while I was praying, then I stood still according to the instruction the prophet gave us to receive the answer from the Lord.
Amen.
Then something started moving to my soul and told me to call one sister. Her name was Fuide. I think for those who come from Kinshasa, they know Brother Dioka, young sister. Her name is Fuide. So the voice in my soul said, call Fuibe and pray for her. She will have a baby. I've never speak to Fuibe for a long time. I've never seen her for years. I saw her before then she got married. But here the voice is telling me to call her and pray for her. She will have a baby. First of all, I don't know if she is married. Or I knew that she was married, but I didn't know if she had kids or not. So this voice telling me, call her and pray she will have a baby. I said, no, this is just an impression. I don't believe that it's God talking to me. But it keeps insisting, call for him. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning. So when the day broke up, I neglected. I'm trying to show you how we rob the soul.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Then I start to suppress that voice. It's that an impression. And I neglect it. 8 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. And when the phone rang, I saw on the screen, Sister Fuibe. I've never discussed with her or met her and got a number. So I was shocked to see that a name is on my phone and in the number. I got troubled.
said, what's this? I took the phone and I answered. And it was her on the phone.
Amen. Amen.
She said, I want to come and meet you.
Amen.
Brother, I was under shock.
Amen.
Because for myself, I could not call. I didn't even have a number. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to phone her. But she phoned me and she asked if she can come with her husband to see me 1 o'clock. I could not refuse.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, come. But I was shaking. So when she came, the husband drove in the yard. And she opened the door. She came out with a baby. So something to her, you see, it was not God because she got kids. How am I going to pray for someone who got kids? So I got shocked again. I said, this is the devil, what? So I asked her, are that your baby? She said, no, it's not my baby. So who's the baby this? So she saw me, she pointed me, one of my cousins was visiting her. Actually, it was my cousin. You know, you see how God do things. It was my cousin who was visiting her. She told her that I want to see my brother today, Joseph. Call him. Don't tell him that I'm around. So that's how they came. And the baby was my cousin. So I said, okay. And they came out. They got in the house. We started talking. And when they were ready to go, I said, no, I can't let you go. Because this is what happened this morning. God told me this. And when Fuebe called me, I was shocked because Fuebe never gave me a number. So the husband said, no, 6 years ago, I met you in Point Noir.
Amen.
And I gave you this number. And you asked me if it was my number. I said, no, it's Fuebe. That's when you wrote. 6 years back, I wrote Sister Fuebe. So I didn't know. I forgot that. So I said, this is what happened, and God told me to pray for you.
Amen.
They didn't even discuss. They went, they kneeled down. I just prayed a short prayer.
Amen.
And they went. Today they got children.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So you see, I was almost neglecting that small voice.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And it was God speaking to me.
Amen.
But I was reasoning, asking myself, but when you walk by the soul, you don't look with your eyes.
Amen.
You don't follow what you hear from people.
Amen.
Never, never consider what people speak
Amen.
About you.
Amen.
You'll never succeed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You'll never, never succeed.
Amen.
Your success comes from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't look around.
Amen.
Don't look to what people are trying to show you or the society.
Amen.
Look to what God is saying.
Amen.
Don't even look to yourself.
Amen.
Don't never look to yourself.
Amen.
Because God has never asked us to look to ourselves.
Amen.
He asked us to look to what He said we are.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you start looking to yourself, you'll be a failure.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So every time, try to come back into yourself.
Amen.
Keep quiet a long time.
Amen.
To connect with your soul.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I can share with you, I know many of you got similar experiences. I can share with you just to show you how to, if you connect with your soul, you'll have many successes.
Amen.
Sometimes people will look at you, think that you are a successful man, but they don't know that you live in another realm.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You are living in another realm.
Amen.
You are not walking according to the world.
Amen.
If this world says you must work like this, you must work like that, you have to earn your life to do this, that's them.
Amen.
But when you connect to God, God got His own way.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If you want to be a successful man in your life, connect back to your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you appreciate it?
Amen.
So the soul is the invisible God,
amen,
the Logos,
hallelujah,
and the white cloud.
Amen.
So it's deity in man.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
So it means that when you got the soul in you, your mission is to express,
amen, amen,
this deity,
amen,
which is in you.
Amen.
You are here on earth,
amen,
to let out,
amen,
people to see,
amen,
the beauty,
amen,
of that deity that,
amen,
is in you. And anytime self come on the way, it preventing that deity to be,
amen,
expressed.
Amen.
Every time you are crude, it's, you are suppressing,
amen,
deity in you. Every time you are being rude, you are suppressing the beauty of God in you.
Amen.
Because God is love.
Amen.
And that love must be expressed.
Amen.
Whatever comes your way, people can speak against you, but that's not a problem.
Amen. Amen.
Your obligation, your duty is to express that.
Amen.
God never said you have to express it in only when people are acclaiming you.
Amen.
When people are praising you.
Amen.
The perfect way actually to express God,
amen,
is through tribulation.
Amen.
Persecution. Insult. Despising.
Amen.
Whatever people try to do against you, but with the help of God,
amen,
you are there to express that love,
amen,
to project that love,
amen,
towards people.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Don't suppress the deity that is in you. It's putting pressure because it wants to be expressed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It needs to be expressed. We are, our mission on earth is to express God.
That's right. Amen.
Shame on us.
Amen.
Because we have failed God.
Amen. Amen.
In many ways, we can't express Him. In our home, we can't express Him.
Amen.
In the churches, we can't express Him. In the workplace, we can't express Him. You know, I used to complain. And I didn't finish it. Every time people speak against me, I complain. Because I was thinking that people should always speak good things about me. But now I've understand,
amen,
that actually people must speak against me.
Amen.
So that I can help me well to express God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, God put us in condition, complicated condition, to help us.
Amen.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. Can you say
amen? Amen?
Do you love Him?
Amen.
Do you love Him?
Amen.
God is in every,
amen,
one of you.
That's right.
He wants to be expressed.
Amen.
And if self or ego doesn't let Him do it, it will be a problem.
Amen.
That's why the more you kill self,
amen,
the more God is spread.
Amen.
The more you suppress ego, the more God is spread in you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love Him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate Him?
Amen.
You remember the story of this boy in the Sunday school? The teacher described someone. She was describing Jesus. So she wanted to, it was like a question. Say, there's someone, you know, someone who's very nice, kind to people, he does this, he does that to people, he's good, he's nice. And who knows him? The boy stood up. Say, me.
Amen.
So the teacher was expecting the boy to say, Jesus. Say, who is he? You know him? What is his name? Say, no, it's my neighbor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So the boy saw the description,
amen,
of Jesus in,
amen,
his neighbor.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
is so the neighbor,
Amen.
Jesus in the neighbor.
Amen.
So that's your mission on earth.
Amen.
Express deity.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Don't look at yourself.
Amen.
Look to Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus, when he was on earth, he said, not me, but thy will be done.
Amen.
Is that so?
Amen.
And it must be our way of speaking.
Amen.
Not us, but God.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate it?
Amen.
So pay attention to your soul, which is the unsaved. How do you pay attention? Because when the prophet said look means pay attention, it means that you can look also with your eye, with your ears. It means you pay attention, you want to listen,
Amen.
To catch what is being said. So you don't pay, you don't look only with your eyes. The doctor, when he's taking the pull, is using his touch. Pay attention to see your pulse. Are you with me?
Amen.
So the soul, we must look to the unseen, to the soul, which means we have to pay attention to our innermost part.
Amen.
Put your attention inside of you. Try to catch, to sense, to feel your soul. You must be able to
Amen.
Understand the language of your soul.
Amen.
You must be able to talk
Amen.
To your soul.
Hallelujah.
You must exchange.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You must exchange, because the soul is your true part.
Amen.
The truth of you, of yourself, comes from your soul.
Amen.
Everything outside, it's a lie.
Amen.
If you want to know exactly who you are, come back into your soul.
Amen.
Your soul will tell you.
Amen.
If you love God,
Amen.
How much you love him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And if you don't love him,
Amen.
It will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because your soul doesn't reason.
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't reason. There is no reasoning
Amen.
Into the soul.
Amen.
It tells you the truth.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And the soul is in the image of God.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So man was not meant to be in his own image. He was meant to be in the image of God.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So when the image of God, which is the soul, was made by sin, and when we come into the world, we are born into sin. It means we come here with the image of God almost darkened. So we are lost to the image of God. When it concerns the image of God, we are lost. We don't understand. Are you with me?
Amen.
God said in the image, it means that we reproduce his image.
Amen.
So there must be an image here which must be reflect.
Amen.
Our soul is a reflection
Amen.
Of the image of God.
Amen.
Because the image of God is Jesus,
Amen.
Is Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God said, let make man in our own image. There was already an image,
Amen.
Which was Christ.
Amen.
Because the Bible said, Christ is an express
Amen.
Image
Amen.
Of God. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So our soul is an image of God.
Amen.
Which is the image, I can say the image of the image.
Amen.
So we have to have an image. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to have an image to have another image.
Amen.
My.
Amen.
It's AI technology.
Amen.
Which is even in use today.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Maybe I don't know if they are following me in streaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they are applying what? The same technology.
Mm-hmm.
Image.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
The camera, take something here and send it. It's what? Image.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Your kids, they reproduce you.
Amen.
By imitating you.
Amen.
They look at you.
Amen.
Then they reproduce you.
Amen.
When you see my kids, they walk like me.
Amen.
When it burns, they walk like me.
Amen.
They speak like me.
Amen.
One time I was telling the church, you see Joseph Jr. like he is. That's your pastor.
Amen.
And converted.
Amen.
Exactly, your pastor and converted.
Amen.
Because he's reproducing. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Reproducing my image.
Amen.
Without an image, you are lost.
Amen.
An image gives to everyone an identity.
Amen.
That's what we call, you understand, people, you listen to people saying identity, identity. They kill even each other for identity.
Amen.
Identity is very, very important.
Amen.
It gives you a referral.
Amen.
It gives you a reference.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It gives you a foundation.
Amen.
Without identity, you are lost.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's why he preached identified with
amen.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
We have to be identified with Christ.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You look at the image of God, which is Christ, and you identify.
Amen.
Identical.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Become the same thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You reproduce
amen.
What you see.
Amen.
Our character
amen.
Must reproduce another character,
amen.
Which is already dead.
Amen.
You say amen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I'm taking time.
Okay.
This is not the last time. I still come back.
Amen.
Amen. We'll continue. So you see, image of God. That's why God had to come into the soul to give the soul an image. So the soul itself must be an image. So when sin came and made, darkness came. So darkness stopped the soul from receiving the reflection
Amen.
Of the true image.
Amen. Amen.
You see?
Amen.
But by coming in the world, the soul must have an image to reflect.
Amen.
Now the image is eaten by sin. You
Amen.
See?
Amen.
But it must have an image. That's what the world has to provide
Amen.
Another image to help the soul to have an image.
Amen.
That's why you receive now the parents and the society has to give you an image.
Amen.
That image is called self.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's what is called self. Self is a self image, self-made image.
Yeah.
Opposed to the image of God.
Amen.
The soul must have something to reflect. Now, the real, the very image of God is hidden. The society must give. When a child comes into the world, it doesn't have any image of itself.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And from the time it starts looking to a mother, it starts receiving
Amen.
Image
Amen.
To reproduce.
Amen.
What to say, what to see, and how to see. What to listen, how to listen.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You must have an image which is called ego. That's your ego.
Amen.
Yourself. But if you look closely, self or ego is not your
Amen.
Real you.
Amen.
It's a mask.
Amen.
That's right.
It's a mask
Amen.
That you wear in the society.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You wear a mask. Every one of us. We are wearing masks.
Amen.
We think that we look to each other sometimes it's wrong.
Amen.
We look to masks.
Hallelujah.
In homes, plenty of masks.
Amen.
Do you know what they call masquerade? Masquerade?
Yes.
It's what?
Yeah.
What is it? Masquerade. It's like a party. Where
Amen.
You
Amen.
Put mask.
Amen.
You go into a party, but before you get in, you must look a mask, take a mask, and disguise yourself. The real you is behind the mask. They call it masquerade. So when we look at each other, you think that you are looking at each other. No, you are looking at mask.
Amen.
The real me is not what you are looking
Amen.
At.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I come before you, Brother Joseph, my mask, the way I speak, the way I walk, and when you are not there, I'm tired of the mask. Sometimes it's very heavy. Take it out and start smoking. There's no one around because you are not there. But as soon as you come, I put on the mask. Brother Joseph, very nice brother. Do you remember this couple who was fighting?
Amen.
They were fighting. And when the prophet came, you know, they come to open. Oh, I'm fine. And they are fine. We are fine. Eh? Mask.
Amen.
Before the prophet came, they were wearing another mask.
Amen.
When they saw the prophet, the pastor in, they put on another mask. Oh, we are fine. Sometimes we are here
Amen.
Greeting each other
Amen.
Full mask.
Amen.
My brother, I love you. It's a mask.
Amen.
But behind the mask, I don't love you. I don't love you. Behind the mask.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Can I keep on?
Amen.
We are playing
Amen.
Masquerade.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
We are tired of masks.
Amen.
We are tired. Let's be honest, sincere. Let what you see, that what you got.
Amen.
Let us have that principle.
Amen.
Let me be true to you.
Amen.
Instead of trying to hide,
Amen.
To play something which I am not.
Amen.
That's the problem we are having.
Amen.
We put so much pressure on people. We want them to put masks.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry to say this.
Amen.
Back home in Africa, in my church and some other church there, you find some girls, I don't support this, but I'm just giving you an example and seeing things happen. Girls who got pregnant and they get kids in the church without being married, you'll see all the church despising that girl, rejecting her. And even when it gets to marriage, no one will go around her to ask her for wedding or marriage. But you find the same churches, girls, who are, I call them serial killers. They got pregnant, they killed the abort. They got pregnant, they abort. But they are very nice girls. They appreciate them. Because we prefer masks.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We will prefer a girl with killing babies before they are born to this one who didn't want to kill. Because we prefer a mask. This one, as long as she doesn't have a baby, she got our mask. We got our mask. Sorry to say this. Nothing against. But this can become a mask and it can become dangerous. Long skirt. Long hair. That's how a lady must be.
Amen.
But it should be not taken as a mask.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't use it as a mask.
Amen.
As long as you see long hair and long skirt, this is a nice sister. No wrong.
Amen.
Behind that mask,
Amen.
You don't know what it is there.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So don't judge people according to the mask
Amen.
They put on. Judge people according to their souls.
Amen.
Because the soul is the only truth
amen.
In a man.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Self is that mask you want to put on to please people instead of pleasing God.
Amen.
If you want to please God, you must get rid of that mask.
Amen.
Let people say anything they want against you.
Amen.
But let God have a true testimony of who you are.
Amen.
That's the most important thing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we come to church by mask.
Amen.
You don't want to be here, but you are here by mask. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm with you here. My brother, I love you. I appreciate you. When I go back home, I start criticizing
Amen.
You.
Amen.
How many times we are doing things like that?
Amen.
We must stop that.
Amen.
Let's stop that.
Amen.
Let us be honest and
Amen.
Sincere. If I don't love you, I will tell you, brother,
Amen.
Pray for me.
Amen.
There's a devil of hate. Hatred in me. I don't know why. I don't support you. I don't stand.
Amen.
I don't bear you. I don't understand. Pray for me, brother.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop lying to each other.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Masquerade. We are clinging too much to the mask. It's in all the realms. No one is fair. Even myself, I'm preaching also against myself.
Amen.
Many times you can't. There was a friend of mine. Was sick, very sick. But I didn't know. But I felt in my heart, the Lord said, go and see your friend. I said, I will see him, is my friend just around the corner, I'll go there. I resisted. And then the deacons came to see me. And when they came, inside, I could feel that the Holy Ghost was against the coming in. Because the Holy Ghost wanted me to go
Amen.
To see my friend. Mm-hmm. And he had a stroke. And I didn't know. So the Holy Ghost was putting pressure on me to go and pray. Because his wife, she was in another country. When she received the call that the husband got a stroke. What we call in the French, AVC. She started praying, oh Lord, put pressure on the heart of Brother Joseph to go and pray for my husband. If he prays, my husband got healed. So I didn't understand why I have to go. And when the deacon came, instead of me telling them what the Holy Ghost was telling me, that no, I can't have you now, you must. You can come back tomorrow. I put on a mask. Mm-hmm. Inside of me, I didn't want to have them in my house. So I stay there playing drama. I'm suffering inside, but outside, okay. I suffered for more than 1 hour.
Amen.
When they stood up and go, I said, I feel like a burden went off of my shoulder. And I rushed just to find out my friend was admitted in intensive care. It was like I killed someone because I resist. And I become hypocrite because I wanted to please the deacon instead of obeying the voice in the heart. Let God help us.
Amen.
To be what we are.
Amen.
Let people say what they want.
Amen.
They won't save you.
Amen.
There is one who can save
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
So be sincere to him.
Amen.
Tell him that this is what I am.
Amen.
Help me.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
There was one brother, when I was preaching, he gave us a testimony. He said, we're talking, he gave us a testimony. When he first came to the message, he was drinking. So after church, he went, he bought his beer, he started drinking. So the brother would come, brother, why are you drinking? He said, no, because I feel like drinking. He said, but no, the message. He said, yeah, I know the message doesn't allow us to drink, but me, I feel drinking. I have to drink. He said, no, but if you are Christian, he said, no, no, if your God is not able to deliver me from the drink, I keep drinking. So he kept drinking until God delivered him.
Amen.
And today he can't even want to feel the smell of the beer.
Amen.
But people wanted him to put on a mask.
Amen.
We do it with our children.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let our children put on masks.
Amen.
Bring them to Calvary.
Amen.
Bring them to Golgotha.
Amen.
Let them be born again.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
One day, a brother came to complain. No, my daughter. I say, yeah. When your daughter was coming to church, you were not complaining. But now she's not coming, you are complaining. You are not complaining because of a soul. You complain because of the mask.
Amen.
She has destroyed the mask she used to wear. That mask was giving you proud. Eh, pride. You are a good father. You can educate well your children. And so and so. But now this mask, that mask is broken.
Amen.
As long as our children are coming to church without the Holy Ghost, no one
Amen.
Is worried.
Amen.
We don't pray for them.
Amen.
We don't pray with them to receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because they come to church, they dress well, they don't. But when they away, they can do all the evil things.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon they come back home and the church, they are correct. We are happy. Stop that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go straight to Golgotha.
Amen.
Help everyone
Amen.
To be converted.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, be born again.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
Mask is a very, very bad thing. And until we destroy it,
Amen.
That veil, and get in the most holy place.
Amen.
You love him?
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
If you can just bow our head. God has spoken to your heart. Speak to God in your heart. Tell him, I'm tired of this mask. I don't want this mask anymore. I want to be true to you, to myself and to you, Lord. I don't want to please people. I want to please you. I don't want people to think that I am this and that while I'm not. Help me, Lord. As the prophet said, it takes death to self to develop the image of Christ. This mask is preventing us from expressing the real image of God, which is in our soul. You redeemed us back, Lord, so that we can be able to express you. That's why you tear down the veil into two to unveil yourself. Can you tear down ourselves, destroy this mask, so that Christ can be expressed in every one of us? Oh Lord, I don't want to be a hypocrite. People be praising me, saying good things about me, but only it is a mask. But behind that, you know the truth. You know really who I am. You alone can deal with my soul. Help me, Lord. Help my brethren. Help our children, our wives, our sisters. We want to show really who we are. That's the only way you can help every one of us. It's when we are honest with ourselves. We are true to ourselves. We want to be sincere when we meet our brother. Let's speak to everyone according to the truth which comes out of our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. While I'm calling the pastor to take over the pulpit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. He knows my name. He knows close me, close me, close me, let the world around me fade away. Oh Jesus, Jesus, draw me close. Oh, close and all to you. To worship and obey, oh Jesus, draw me close. Oh Jesus, draw me close. Oh, close and long to you. Oh, let the world around away. Oh Jesus, draw me close. Oh, close and long to you. For I desire to worship.
Of soul science is such a powerful topic,
amen,
isn't it? You know, it's wonderful. I remember last time when Brother Lubanza came and he took soul science. When I went to Israel just last month with Kitana, the saints that asked me, they said, please, there was a brother who preached on soul science.
Amen.
Can you not bring those messages for us? And we took them along. It's a real blessing. Thank you, brother. That was wonderful. That answered so many questions that ministered to me,
amen,
in 100 different
amen
ways. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you seek the Lord and say, Lord,
amen,
you know where I am. You know my name.
Amen.
Speak to me. How wonderful it is when he speaks to you.
Amen.
Wonderful. We really do appreciate that, brother.
Amen.
We really do with all our hearts invite
amen
you. Come on, brother, back. Continue on.
Amen.
Wonderful to hear the testimony
amen
of the cancer as well.
Amen.
When Brother Lubanza was speaking about not going to visit that brother, you know, once, remember some years back, it was a Christmas time before I was married, and I went to London to go and see, in fact I was going to Aldershot to see somebody, as a brother wasn't doing well in the Lord, and I thought I wasn't married, let me go and visit him for Christmas. And when I landed in London, I met another brother just at the station, came to greet me, and exactly the same thing, inside of my soul, something said, this is the brother you need to be with, you don't need to view that other brother. But I'd already arranged, I got on the train, and it was like that, every mile that I went south from London, I felt the pressure.
Amen.
No, I felt like Jonah. I felt there's just something not right here. I'm supposed to have stayed with that brother, to Brent James Bloom, in London. We got to Aldershot, met this brother, went to his house. It was Christmas. There was no transport. But the whole of the next day, Christmas Day, I just felt it in my soul. And that brother felt it as well. And he said, brother, there's just something wrong here. And I said, yes, brother. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be somewhere else. The next day, the transport started. I got the first train to London. And every mile towards London, the presence of God was just coming back.
Amen.
The presence of God.
Amen.
And that was such a wonderful, I'm sure you got your testimonies
amen
as well. When the brother was preaching, I was thinking back to different things.
Amen.
When you find, when you listen to your soul, when you get yourself still before the Lord. Many times I've said it to our saints, the decisions that you make when you're in the presence of God.
Amen.
When you surrender and you yield it, stay with that decision.
Amen.
Because once you leave that place, there's going to be a lot of other things trying to pull you away from that decision that you've made. But if you follow that decision that was made when your soul was in tune, you will never regret it.
Amen.
And the mistakes we make is with all the circumstances after that to get us to change what we're going to do
amen
when we got those fresh orders there from the presence of the Lord. So I really do think it was a masterpiece today.
Amen.
And I really do thank the Lord for his word. Thank
amen
you for the gifts that he puts in men.
Amen.
Like Brother Lubanza was saying, we don't exalt a man, but we exalt the gift.
Amen.
Christ using a man, we really do appreciate
amen
it today. Let's bow our heads as we close in prayer. We do appreciate everybody has been here today, and visitors, please come back. Whatever condition you're in, he has an answer.
Amen.
Father, once again, we just want to glorify
amen
your name. We just want to lift you up, Lord, Father, to say thank you. Thank you for your word.
Amen.
Father, where would we be without your word?
Amen.
Father, we sing that song, where would I be if Jesus didn't
amen
love me? Oh, Lord, where would we be without your word? Where would we be if you didn't draw near? Father, and shine light and bring revelation and come and commune with our souls. Father, when you come to confirm things to us, when you come to warn us of things, and you come, Lord, to, Father, direct us and lead us and guide us, Lord, it's the most precious thing of all the treasures of this earth is that leadership of yours. And Father, we thank you upon this day that our brother put himself in your hands. Amen. And you've led and guided him in such a wonderful way. Father, to come and minister to the needs of each and every one of us in this place. And I just pray, Lord, that as we go from this place, Father, let that seed just fall into a fertile ground. Father, let it, Lord, let us pay attention, Lord. Let us look away unto these things. And Father, let them bring forth of their own kind as our desire. Thank you, Father, for the visitors that have come upon this day. Lord, I just would ask and pray that this would be the day that they would hear their name. Father, you said, my sheep, hear my voice. Lord, let it be so that as your truth has been ministered, that that soul inside of them, Lord, that may have been dormant all these years, Lord, that, Father, something would stir inside of themselves and they'd start to recognize, Lord, that they weren't just born, Father, to live and to die, but they were born for an eternal purpose to fulfill for you. And that this may be the beginning, Lord, as they yield themselves unto thee, as they come unto the cross, as they come unto the blood, as they come unto your life that you put inside of them, that this would be the beginning, Lord, of, Father, bringing forth, Father, what they were ordained to bring forth. Let it be so. And Father, every person was prayed for, Lord. Father, how wonderful you are. Always to confirm your word. Let it be so. Minister to the needs of those people. We ask and pray, Lord, let not the enemy, Lord, have, Father, any victory upon this day. But Lord, may it be a clean sweep for your glory. And Father, even us as your people here, you know the things that we need. You know the direction we go. You know the desires that we have. Father, we're looking unto thee. Let your will be done, Lord. Let the outer man perish. Father, let that inner man be renewed from day to day as our desire. And Father, you just lead us and guide us, Lord, to be in tune, Lord, with that inner man. And to, Father, fulfill and to express what we are to express for your glory in this age. Bless Brother Lubanza. Father, as he'll go from this place, Father, you continue to lead him and guide him, Lord, and use him for your glory. We'll ask him to bless his family, Lord. Bless his plans and his purposes. Father, I just pray you'd establish him and lead him and guide him in all of his goings, Lord. And Father, as we go from this place, watch over us, Lord. Give us traveling mercies, Lord. Keep us in your presence. Lead us into a deeper and deeper union and harmony with you. And bring us back for your glory, we ask and pray. For them that have had birthdays, Lord, we just, Father, think of each of them this week, Lord. Brother Jose with his, Sister Nichiza, Lord, Amen. Sister Diana, all the different sisters and brothers, bless them at this time. Even as our brother said last night, that they may think of that real birthday, Lord. Amen. Father, the soul, Father, when you've really, really done something inside of their lives, we thank you for those things, Lord. Bless us as we go, for we want to dismiss in your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's one announcement, saints. Wednesday evening, we've got a special officers' meeting. Please keep in prayer. It's an important one. So there'll be no service Wednesday. Just when I have an officers' meeting with the officers, I do believe it's an important one this time. So please keep it in prayer. And by the grace of God, we'll meet again on Friday. Let's sing one more song as we dismiss.
Sing a song, Showers of Blessing to Him.
Showers of Blessing. Amen.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons with rains and from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Mercy drops from earth falling, God for the showers we bring. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Of abundance of rain, showers of blessing, showers of blessing, blessing drops from the sky, but for the showers we bring, there
Showers we bring, the showers.